JEA is reporting at last check anywhere between, and actually the numbers fluctuate, but I continue to see the number get smaller and smaller at about 144,000 customers without power. And Jerry Boyce with JEA is with me, and I just wanted to let you know, Jerry, that in the hotel that I was staying at, there was a crew of about three dozen, I assume these are contractors who came in and stayed from out of town, but every one of them was wearing a JEA hat, and at about 2:45 or so this morning, these guys are up, they're ready to go, they were talking about let's get after this, and so there's a lot of quote-unquote energy behind the scenes that I just want to make sure people know is happening as you all are able to get out there and work to restore power. So big picture, how are we looking?
We're very pleased with the numbers. You know, at the height of the storm, we had approximately 280,000 of our customers without service. We've been able to cut that in half and even more. More resources came in through the night and will be coming this morning. So you'll see so many different crews from out of the state here, and I just ask that everyone give them a thumbs up. They're working in very difficult situations to get power back on. We've had extensive damage, but with the number of crews that we have, that should be able to help the resources we have in place. Rich, I went around yesterday as part of the assessment and saw the trees and the flooding. I've lived here my entire life, and I've never seen anything like this. So we've all got quite a challenge ahead of us.
Wow. Are there pockets where, as you've done the assessment with those drones and the aerial pockets that we would expect maybe saw the biggest punch? I mean, I'm imagining the tree canopies and Mandarin is just one area, but I would imagine there are others?
There are, all over. In fact, we're going to be sending the drones up again this morning. If you are in the Ortega area, you know, the places that you would expect with the trees, Mandarin, Arlington, and then, of course, we do have that flooding in Riverside. So you've got both things there. You've got the flooding and you've got the trees down.
On the flooding, and I saw in the late night hours, you all issued a precautionary boil water advisory in Ponte Vedra. Have you had sewer overruns that you're aware of, or is that a concern in the coming days given the flooding?
We are. I will be able to give out the numbers. We'll be reporting those of any SSOs that happen. The system is performing remarkably well considering the damage that we have. On a safety issue, one of the things with the flooding is the ground is so wet, it is saturated. There will be more trees coming down, so please be careful. With that, you're going to see lines down, and you're going to see the root systems bringing up pipes. Please be very careful. Again, as tempting as it is, and I've seen pictures, and it just makes me cringe, please do not go wading in the water, the flooded water. And also treat all lines as if they're energized. In Duval County, call 630 City. In surrounding counties that we serve, call 911.
I've not been home, so I'm assuming that I still have no power. But if people don't have power as we get into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, what recommendations would you have for folks? Do they continue to call and check in, or is it just to be assumed that you know, you all know that their power is out? What would you recommend?
We're not going to make any assumptions. I would say if you've already called in, you don't need to call again. We have that number. I'm happy to report that all the hospitals are back in power. We've been really working hard. We're working on the schools, and we're still working on some critical areas such as nursing facilities, critical care facilities. As you can see with the numbers, we are bringing these circuits back on. It's going to take some time. And remember, it's easy when you have the big number to get a lot of these big circuits on. It's when you get down to those really damaged areas that you might see it slow down a tad. Also, understand that if there has been flooding or damage to your house, you have to get that repaired or checked out by a licensed electrician before we can restore service. I saw a lot of weather heads that were broken, and a lot of flooding. So that has to be checked out and repaired before we can restore service, because it's just not safe.
All right, Jerry Boyce with JEA, we're going to be in close contact with you over the coming days and maybe longer.